Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Love to Live Healthy show with author and weight loss specialist, Josephine Fitzpatrick. Our focus is weight loss and losing it with healthy and clean living. Join us every week to hear answers to questions from our clients all over the world who text and email thousands of weight loss questions daily. Listen and learn how Josephine answers questions to help you lose weight, eat healthy, and feel great.
Well, it's great to see you.
You too.
So we're on the Love to Live Healthy show, and I have a very special guest, Susan Parker, who is one of our biggest success stories. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
So tell me, first of all, what's your total weight loss?
I think around 53 pounds, 54 pounds.
Wow, that's amazing.
Amazing.
Thank you. So tiny. Really, so tiny. What I love about your story is so many things. One, I still remember when you first started, and you told me. Actually, I didn't meet you because you started online. Remember?
Yes.
And you told me that your husband didn't want you to do it.
Right.
Tell us about that.
Well, I was a lifetime member of Weight Watchers at 12 years old. So it's been, and I'm now a senior. So it's been lifelong. And my husband and I have been together since we were in college. And he saw me, you know, all my ups and downs as I tried new things. And, you know, you try something and you're all excited, and then it works for a while and you're all excited. And then eventually, no matter what program I was on, the weight would start coming back and I would get so upset and so depressed. And he didn't want to see me go through that kind of anxiety. We were, you know, married together a long time, three kids. And
54 pounds later, you started with the regular intervention.
Right.
Then towards the end, where you thought like you would never go past, I think at the time it was like 125 or something, but it was a time you never thought you'd go past it.
And it was even 130. It was 130.
Yeah, okay. And then you started with the detox and the 5-hour, and that really got you to like, now you're at a weight you've never even been at, right?
Right. I'm the lowest weight in my adult life.
Wow. That's amazing. You really did. You did stick it out because you were at your, you know, 130 for a long time.
Long time.
Yeah.
I thought that was my goal weight. I mean, I never really had in my mind a number that was where I was going to be, because I never knew what my body was capable of being.
Right.
Or where it should be. So I was at 130 and I felt, you know, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was happy. And if I stayed there, but now if I've got there, I would be very upset.
I know. It's funny how that happens. But really now for your height, you are at an ideal weight.
Yeah.
Very healthy weight right now. And like we said, you looked great at 130. So if you would have stayed there, but like now, even from there, you've lost what, another 10, 15 pounds?
16 pounds. Yeah.
And you do great because, you know, you really have learned to enjoy your life like this, you know?
I have never been healthier. I, you know, am rarely, if ever, sick, knock on wood. And my doctor is a real, you know, a fan of all of this, of everything that I've, you know, attempted. And you know, it's just a matter of always planning.
Right. Right. Yeah. Which is really important. Which I think you were always so good at, you know, really, even from going out to dinner to staying on your 5-hour. I mean, now, and you've always incorporated your cheat.
Yeah.
Right. So like that never changed. It just, if anything, I think at some point towards the end, you really just incorporated your cheat more to the 5 hours.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not always.
Yeah. Yeah. I have. I mean, I don't, but, you know, yeah. I expand the window a little bit on my cheat because sometimes, right. You know, but for the most part, yes. Yes. Because my cheat day was like my most sacred. My kids will even say to me, like, if we're going out to dinner, is this your cheat day? Is this your cheat day? Like,
I think when you are have such a challenge of losing and sticking to a program, I really believe the cheat day is something that
Yeah.
helps you. You know, it's that it's the light at the end of the week, you know.
And I'm a very slow loser. Probably because I dieted my whole life and then menopause.
Everyone does do it at different rates. You know, I have so many people who I have one client right now who she's going to do a podcast in a couple of weeks with me, and she did literally 1 pound a week. She's lost 22 pounds, 25 pounds. She's done. She reached a goal, but it was 1 pound a week. And there
Yeah.
were weeks where it was nothing. And you know,
Not
those are the
right.
hardest weeks where you got to go on. But I think the most important thing is that you just have to just keep moving forward. So, which is my next question. What would your top advice be for someone who's trying to lose and is frustrated?
I and I mean, even now it's almost 9 years later. I started in 2015,
Crazy.
and I still know every single morning what I'm going to be eating that day. Still to this day, I still look up restaurant menus before I go out. I'm not as nervous that there won't be, because I'm on maintenance, so I have a little bit more flexibility.
Right.
But I still always know what my meals are going to be, what I'm bringing with me, if anything, what I'm get, where I'm going, what I'm going to be eating, and so that sense of, control makes it, that you can, you don't have to worry, you don't have to, it's one less thing you have to think about and worry about because you
Right.
know what you're going to be doing.
Right. And I do agree. Like the control over your day is the most important thing you can do for yourself.
Absolutely. It's, I used to, as you remember, always be afraid I was going to run out of food. So I never left the house without, like, an on-program snack. And,
Right.
now I don't have that worry anymore. So I know that I can always find something. But, even when I flew down on my last trip to Florida, I left my snack at home. And of course, I laughed at myself. It's a 3 hour flight. I'll wait till I get there. And I bought a bag of, Skinny Pop, and I bought a one of those Think bars
Right.
just to have. And I knew, and I was laughing at myself because you pay more money for those at the airport. And I knew I wasn't going to eat it
But
on
you
the
just
plane,
mentally needed it.
but I mentally needed it.
Just in case you wanted something, you wanted to stay on program, which I
Right.
think that's the discipline that you have learned through this whole thing. You are a sexy looking grandma.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
I owe
so
it all to you. I,
kind.
you know, and that's an advice I would give to people on the program too. They need to reach out to you. All, that was key for me. I mean, I miss not reaching out to you all the time.
I
I found it when I texted you my food every day. Then it, I was done.
know. Right.
I ate what I said I was going to eat, and I accounted for it, and it's just it frees up so much of your energy and so much of your brain when that's just one less thing that you
Right.
need. It's done. I've
Done.
texted it off. It's done.
Yep, and you knew that was it. You were not eating after that.
Right.
Yeah, which was great. And I love that. And honestly, like, and for the people that are listening, like you were really, you did a majority of Innovation Food for a long time. Now you're in Florida and we don't see you as much in the store, but
I have a whole freezer full of stuff. My carry-on bag, which goes through TSA, is usually just Innovation Food.
that's so funny, but it really does. And that's another part of the control. It helps when you know that you can eat food you love and still lose weight, which I always
Yes.
I preach that because I think that's so important. I'd rather eat less and love what I'm eating than eat more and be, bored or disappointed in what I'm having, you know?
Yeah. And even now, when I say, you know what, maybe I can eat more. I'm gonna eat, and then I realize it's, you know what, I don't even want it.
That's
I don't
great.
even want it.
That's great. And I do believe that's such a big part of how you've lost this and kept it off for so long. I mean,
Yeah.
majority you lost in like the first year.
Yes, I
And
did.
then it took us a while because we really needed to figure out what, and I just said this in my last podcast, it's why I created the 5 hour and the detox, because
Yeah.
you get to a point where you're like kind of, you were happy at 130, but we knew you could go more. You wanted more. And it's like those, that resistant last, 10, 15
Yeah.
pounds that really takes that extra.
Well,
And
we
you were
did
so good
also
at it.
before, well, whatever you gave me, I did, but before the detox and the 5 hour, we had all those various restrictive menus. Like
Yes,
you were
yes.
so great at always changing up the menus.
I
And there were
forgot
some
about
weeks when I would look at this menu, I'm like, is she kidding?
those.
But I said, just go to sleep at night and think of ways to torture her clients. I know, I'm going to give them this restrictive menu.
That's so funny, but so true. I tell you, sometimes my ears are ringing. I'm like, one of my clients is talking about me.
But you know
Exactly
what? But then you
what
look at it and and those, of course, those kind of menus are for only a brief time. They're not
Right.
something that you
Yes.
stay
Right.
on. So you look at it and you're like, you know what? It's 4 days. I could do this in 4 days.
Right.
And it
Right.
helps, it helps
Yeah.
move things along again.
It does. And it shrinks your appetite, your stomach. It really does. It's those little extra things, not even just the amount, it's just what it's doing to you mentally, which I think helps so much because it's so easy. You see, I just had a client in here and she really did a number to herself over the holidays. And now of course, we're focusing on the weight loss, but for me, I'm focusing on her just to get her to shrink her appetite again. Because you know how
Yeah.
that goes. You got to shrink that first.
Yeah. I do notice though with the 5 hour fast, and I don't know if other clients, I'm sure they have this. I could go without eating when I drink tons of water for a long time. But once I start eating, I feel like
You
I'm
can't
very
stop.
hungry.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And that actually is no matter what time you're eating. I have clients who
Yes.
tell me that they're went that aren't even on the 5 hour, but they'll say, I won't even start until lunch because if I eat breakfast, I'm hungry all day. It's like
Right.
activated.
Yeah, it's like your brain is looking for more food, I
Yeah.
guess.
But if you don't feed it, you're okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just, a lot of it is the temptation, the mental, which I always say it's 90% mental, because
Absolutely.
once we do that and we feel like we can't stop eating, it's because we've activated that in our brain and we're like, okay, now I'm eating. What's next? What's next?
Right.
So it's good. I think that's what a big part of the 5 hour is, to get that sense of control, or the detox. Like you're controlling yourself again, and even though it's so much less, you're teaching your appetite, and you're realizing I don't need that much food. I don't need as much as I'm eating. The whole
Right,
world is
right.
supersized.
And I also now I try whenever possible the day before my cheat day to do a detox day with the fasting.
Oh, I love
Just
that.
I try to do that like always, the day before a cheat day. And it
Right.
kind of just, makes my note because I like to see that number on the scale, the
I
number I want
know,
it to
I
be.
know, I know. And that's good. See, you figure out ways that help you mentally to get through.
And it's mentally because, honestly, if you get on the scale and it's up a pound, at the end of the day, you still look the same. And
Yes.
it's just
Nobody knows but you.
nobody knows but you.
Well,
It,
I thank you, thank you, thank you for doing this. It's so inspiring to people when they see what someone's capable of. And you did it. You did it amazing, and you feel amazing. You look amazing.
oh,
It's
thank you. Yeah, no, I feel fantastic and I get a lot of compliments. And when I show people my before picture, they're like, whoa, that was you? Yeah.
That's awesome. I love that. We're going to try to get that up on do a before and after when we post this video, which I think will be so fun.
Oh, great.
All right, honey. Well,
All
thank
good.
you so much. It was
Oh,
so
you're very
great talking
welcome.
to you,
It was
and I
such
love
so
seeing
nice to see
you.
you.
You too, I know. So next time you're in the store, make sure you come in and see me.
I will. I'll be back in
Okay.
February for a little bit. I will.
Okay, good. All right, honey. Take care. I love you.
Bye. Love
Talk to
you.
you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. We hope you'll pass along our web address, innovationweightloss.com, to your friends and colleagues who are looking to lose weight by eating clean and living healthy. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next time for another edition of Love to Live Healthy with Josephine Fitzpatrick. The content in this podcast is not intended in any way as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding weight loss or any medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have listened to on this podcast.